Hello, my brothers and sisters in Christ. My name is Pastor Kande Bangura. I'm from Sierra Leone, but now I'm in Randolph, Massachusetts. I speak this message by the authority, power, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I cover this message with the blood of Jesus Christ. And I release the Holy Ghost fire onto this message. So when whoever listens to this message, the Holy Spirit will dwell in them to receive this message. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Today, I want to touch base, because I've been around so many people on this world, human beings created by God. Some of them are questioning God. I want to know who God is. Or like the atheists who don't believe in God. Like the way I'm so happy God chose me. I didn't get up. I said I want to be a pastor. No, God specifically chose me to be a man of God. Since I was born to now, God ordained me to be a man of God. So I'm so fortunate, I'm so blessed. That's the best job, and that's the best life. That means it's not a job, it's a lifestyle, because I will live like this forever. So to all, everything I know about God, because that's what the Bible says, when you fear God, you have wisdom. So I fear Him so much, because when the thing I fear most about God is the rebuke and humble. When God humbles you, when you do bad, it's not a good sight. So it's a blessing for me to be a man of God, chosen by God, and I accept the call. And now I'm spreading this message, because sometimes I get so mad. I was like, why are these people talking to you as if you both of you are equal? They don't even know how powerful God is, man. So people are questioning God. Oh, God has to prove to me. Huh? What the? Are you kidding me, man? Come on. God can be in one place at the same time. He can be in heaven, down. Nothing can happen in this world. The sun cannot even come up without God's permission. The wind, your breath cannot even happen without God's permission. So that's the person you're going to question? He has your soul in his hands. And you atheists and non-believers, you're questioning him? The angels, the demons are scared of God, man. So we are blessed. To me, I think the non-believers are blessed. Because imagine God was a man like me. Then somebody else, a fellow human being, is saying, I don't believe you. I don't believe in you. I don't understand you. You're bashing me, saying all this stuff. And I've got all the powers in the world. I can destroy you just like that. You'll be feeling, I'll just crush your soul. But because God is good, man. Because for you to talk bad about Him, but he wakes you up every day. He feeds you. But you're still bashing Him. That's blessed. That's, man. To me, I think you need to wake up, you unbelievers and you atheists, or whoever you think you are, questioning God. You're putting your chest up to God. Man, anyway, but to me, lack of wisdom. Because if you, that's what the Bible says, when you fear God, that's the beginning of wisdom. So when you are in God, you have to feel Him. That's why if you don't believe, you're not going to see God. So if you, the unbeliever, questioning God, you never see Him, because He only comes to people who believe in Him. Because God is a spirit. We are all spirit beings. This body is a vessel that dwells our spirit. Because we're all spirit. That's why when somebody die, you die in the flesh, but not the spirit. The spirit goes up back to God. So if you're in this world, you're questioning God. You're making, like, come on, man. So if you are fortunate enough, if you are blessed enough to hear this message, you unbeliever, or whoever you think you, or whatever you call yourself, please wake up. Because the sun knows that, the breeze know, the angels, the word of God comes to light. Then you, God, he so loved us. He sent his son to die for us, including you unbelievers and you atheists. Then now you're standing there questioning God. You take years upon years fighting God, questioning him, rebuking him, blasphemy. Come on, man, wake up, man. God is, man, I can't even explain how powerful God is, man. I can't. Because the words cannot even, I can't. You just have to feel it. So, because the thing I would tell you unbelievers right now, and you atheists, or whatever you call your name, or call yourself, right now, you can do bad stuff. God forgive me. Okay, there is hope. There is hope. But after judgment day, there is nothing. It's done because God has to, God loves us so much. He has allowed us to be in this world. We went through all this stuff. So when judgment day come, we get the opportunity to see God, be around him forever and ever, because it's going to be build a new earth, a new heaven. So now that's why the Bible says, talk to God, come to God when you can find him. Right now you can find him. So all those years you stay questioning God, oh, now it's an opportunity to get to know God. The Bible says, if you need wisdom, ask God. He will give you without judging you. So, my word to you, atheists or non-believers, or you questioning God, better stop, man. I've experienced God. I've seen God. I've seen how powerful he is. God always win. God will always win. Whether you like it or not, because the Bible says you can make all the plans in the world. You can do whatever you want, but at the end of the day, it's whatever God said that will happen. God's plan. So my message to you unbelievers, you doubters of God, or whatever you call yourself, atheists or blah, 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 whatever, wake up before it's too late. Because if you keep thinking like this, think like that, then rapture starts. And your heart is still like that. When those, I'm happy when the rapture start or the judgment start, I won't be here. I'll be up in heaven. Because I don't want to be here when those angels come down to destroy, to take care of all this evilness. Because those angels are coming down. And trust me, you don't want to be here. The best place, the safest place is to be in heaven. So you can pass by. So my message to you, you better go to God, ask for wisdom. You better talk to him with your heart. That heart that you take to resist him or doubt or question, you better talk to the heart to get to know God before it's too late. That's my message to you. And then by the authority, power, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My name is Pastor Kande, and I'm out. In the name of Jesus Christ, I preach this message. Amen.